I don't know who the traitor is, but you'll find out. 'Tis my feeling the enemy hails from within.
One of our own betrayed you.
Connor was stunned by the possibility. Since yesterday eve when they attacked, I've been considering that possibility. The Kerns came in through passages only my followers knew about. They never would have found the entrances without direction. There's a traitor, all right, and it would be your duty to ferret him out. He's one of us, Connor. Of that, I'm certain. God willing, he's singing the death rattle even now on my own battlefield. You'll bide your time until you have all the names, then wreak vengeance upon all of those still living. Consider killing their sons as well, boy.
I will, Father. I'll destroy all of them.
Donald's grip on his son's hand tightened. This be my final lesson to you. Watch me die and learn how to live as a warrior. When you leave me, go to the path in the forest. Angus waits there to give you instructions for your immediate future. The laird waited until his son nodded his agreement before speaking again. Look around you and tell me what you see. Is it all gone? Connor stared at the destruction surrounding him, silently weeping with anguish. The stench of burning wood and fresh blood made his stomach lurch.
The keep is in ruins, but I'll rebuild.
Aye, you will. You must make your fortress invincible. Learn from my mistakes, Connor.
I will make my keep stronger.
What of my loyal men?
Most are dead.
The despair in the boy's voice washed over the laird, and he immediately tried to reassure him. Their sons will come back. They'll wear your colours and claim your name. They'll follow you as their fathers followed me. The time draws near for you to leave. Wrap a cloth tight around and around your injury to stem the blood before you stand, or more will be lost with each step you take. Do it now while I rest beside you. Connor hurried to obey his father's command, though he didn't believe his injury was significant enough to merit protection. Most of the blood covering his body was from his father's wounds, not his own. "You'll have a scar to remind you of this black day," Donald predicted.
"I need no reminder. I won't forget."
"No, you won't forget. Does it pain you?"
"No."
Donald grunted with approval. The boy had never been a complainer, a fact his father found most pleasing. He had all the makings of a mighty warrior. "How old are you, boy?"
9 or 10 years now," he answered.
"I'm thinking you might be older or younger. Your size tells me you're still a boy, but your eyes have turned into those of a man. I see the bright fire of fury there, and I'm pleased by you."
"I could take you with me."
"You will not drag a dead man behind you."
"Your injuries pain you, Father."
"'Tis the truth. I don't feel anything now. I seem to have gone numb. A blessed way to die, I'm thinking. Some men would not be as fortunate."
"I would stay with you if you—"
"You will leave when I command you to leave," his father ordered. "You'll save yourself, so you'll be able to keep your promises to me. The enemy has left, but make no mistake, they'll come back to finish it."
"We have time, Father. The sun is still high, and the enemy dragged your barrels of wine with them. They'll be too thick-headed to come back before morning."
"And you may linger a moment more," his father conceded.
"Will Angus send me to Euphemia to tell her what happened?"
"He will not. He will not tell that woman anything."
"But she's her wife."
"My second wife," he corrected. "Never trust a woman, Connor. 'Tis foolhardy to do so. Euphemia will find out what happened when she returns with her son Rain. I want you to be well away from here by then. I won't have you trained by her relatives. They're all leeches."
Connor nodded so his father would know he understood, and then asked,
"Did you trust my mother?"
Donald heard the worry in his son's voice and thought it was probably his duty to give him a kind remembrance of his mother. Still, the boy needed to hear the truth, and for that reason,